Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko hail ka ye neo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hotien has ago hail ka ye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko hail ka iye. Neo o. Nahasta be kaje hail ka iye. Yode askas ebel hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko hail ka iye. Neo o. Tazikre go hail ka iye. Tistaninel go hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Sote sendo sembel hail ka iye. Ayash doklesh hat hat go hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Sits is got hanal ye go hail ka iye. Sits is bits ka ho jo go hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Khonsa ha kespel hail ka iye. Nahat a astopet hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Nas ina yel yel bet hail ka iye. Koto si hasem bet hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Sahna ge holo go hail ka iye. Big e hojon holo go hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo.
I am a human. I've been suffered for so long. Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human,
haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a who, I'm not black, and I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, it shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope, I am a human, well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light.
One 100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnaldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Cary Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Greetings, this is Rob Smith Day, and you are tuned in live to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage on our Talk Times of America Network. As always, I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me on this platform to give out this information. I say I'd like to thank you everyone for tuning in on this Tuesday night. Now again, this is our 7th episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage. And over the previous episodes, as always, I talk about the importance of knowing the language of which you speak. That is the first step before we can move forward. The same language, there can be no clarity or no understanding or no comprehension of what is being said and what actions are being taken. So we first must understand the language. You know, this deals with etymology, etymology literally means the true meaning. Okay, that is the etymology of etymology. So we're dealing with the true meaning of words. Okay, that way we can keep it in the proper original context that it was first created to be used. Okay, so now we're dealing with reclaiming your heritage. In your previous episode that you listened to, I broke down what does heritage mean. Which is basically your birthright, your inheritance. Okay?
The meaning of heritage.
Okay? And these things cannot be taken away. All right? It must be given away by implied consent. Okay? And many a times, it's usually through acquiescence. And for those of you who don't know what acquiescence is, it is a term used in law to denote that, for instance, let's say I ask you a question and I say, can I have some of your food? And you don't respond. You hear me, you look at me, but you don't respond. Acquiescence is automatically saying no response equals yes. Okay? That means giving your consent. Silence is giving away your consent in law. So that's many a times how they make unlawful contracts with us through acquiescence. If you do not protest anything, and when we talk about protest, it's not literal marching. It's actually a protest is a legal term. See? So this is what we have to deal with right now. And before I go into what does protest mean, I want to just stay on point and go back to reclaiming our heritage. And what does reclaiming mean? It is the process of claiming something back that is rightfully yours, or asserting you're right, okay? So you're reclaiming your heritage, which is taking back what is rightfully yours, all right? So that is the definition of reclamation. And now I'm going to give you the definition a protest. And that way we're going to go straight to the definition of protest in law, so you can be aware of the true meaning of protest. A protest is a formal declaration whereby a person expresses a personal objection or disapproval of an act. A written statement made by a notary at the request of a holder of a bill or note that describes the bill or note and declares that on a certain day the instrument was presented for a refused payment. So a formal declaration whereby a person expresses a personal objection or disapproval of an act. Okay. So when they talk about protests, it's always two sides of every word that you can basically think of. There's the meaning that everyone just takes or just believes to be that it came to be the meaning today. And then there's the original meaning. So there's the original meaning, and then there's the false meaning, because that is not the true meaning of the word. Okay. Now, dealing with our heritage, broke down, what is your heritage? Your birthright. Okay, your inheritance, right? What is your heritage? What is the evidence of your heritage? Okay. And as always, this is going to go straight into nationality. This is going to go straight into universal law. Okay. Human rights. All right. And they're all connected. You need to know what it is you're claiming, right? So what is it that we need to reclaim that we have been so unaware of? Well, it is reclaiming your indigenous heritage, reclaiming your indigenous rights, reclaiming your indigenous ancestors, claiming your ancestry, okay? Because the facts are that over 85% called blacks in America were already here prior to the arrival of any foreigner. Prior to the arrival of Columbus. Okay. So we're talking millennia of existing in a land. Colonization. This is what we are claiming. This is what we are claiming when we say that we are indigenous. And that we are the original people of this landmass. We are claiming all of the ancient mounds and all of the ancient burial grounds and the ancient sites, archaeological sites that they, the government, United States, has taken and put into trust. This is what we are claiming. It's already ours. We just have to claim it, okay? And this is why they have done so much within the United States to keep this history, our story, hid from us. Because if so-called blacks knew they were the original people of America, overnight, the entire paradigm would shift. There would be a shift in consciousness. There would be a new level of awareness, because then they would have a whole another view, whole another perception of who we are as a people. And this is why it's so important. Know thyself. That's why it's so important to take control of your mind. This is why it's so important to know your mind. Because the very definition of government is two words. Govern, control. It is Latin. Ment means mental or your mind. Putting these two words together, controlling your mind, that is the definition, okay, of government. But this is not what they teach you in law school. Well, rather they do in the highest bar association and in the highest degree or the highest status within the Masons or within the temple. This is what they teach you, but this is not taught to the average Joe. Government to control your mind. This is why it's so important to have governments, because they control how you act. Okay? They control how you move and operate. Because they become the authority because you look up to them. Force you into doing things that you may not be aware is wrong because you don't know the law. And you can't know the law if they don't want you to, unless you break the chain, that mental chain that most of our people is under, are not thinking outside of that box that they created. Your mind trap. Okay. Because we all know everything in nature is free. There is no price in nature. You don't walk up to a tree and say, hey, oh, let me give you a dollar and I'll take an apple from you. You just pick that apple and you thank the tree and you eat up that fruit. You don't go to the river, a fresh flowing river or spring, and say, hey, let me give you a $2.50 for a cup of water. That's stupid. That's not the law. That is not real law. But because government, the United States government, which is the United States mind control corporation, that they did not pay for themselves, right? And not only do they make you pay for it, they also make for you pay for it twice through what is known as a tax. Okay? That's the thing. They make you pay for it twice. And then they make up some fairy tale and say, oh, we need tax to build roads. We need so we can keep the roads and the pipes and education running and stuff like that. That's a bunch of malarkey. That's a fib, okay, that they tell. And usually small-minded people just accept that as being just the way it is, or that's the way it is, that's how it's always going to be, that's how it always was. That's not true. And even then, as we already know, it's illegal. I mean, unlawful if you're paying for something, because everything is already paid for. The energy has already been expensed. This is all talking about energy. Everything in the world is based upon energy. And then they just brought it into another, they transformed it into another form called currency, which is just the energy, all right? This is all it is, flow and movement of energy, currency. This is the money. This is why you are the walking paint, okay? This is why your signature creates that money, because you expend that energy, right? That's why it's called a bank, because you have the water flowing, the current that creates the currency that goes through the river bank. It always goes back to energy, to nature, okay? Everything in the world is based off of, everything in creation is based off of nature and from within, all right? The camera was created to mimic the eye, right? Antennas was created to mimic your hair, right? Because your hair is an extension of your nervous system. It picks up electromagnetic frequencies, and it also emits them. Okay, thing in nature. Or rather, everything man created, he saw in nature and within himself or herself. But again, but they tricked us into thinking that we had to pay for something, right? That cannot be bought, okay? Cannot buy land. We did, as indigenous people worldwide, we did not buy land. We never thought we could buy something that cannot and does not belong to us, okay? See, we had a whole nother definition and meaning of ownership. Because we know we don't own anything, not even our bodies, because even our bodies go to rest and go to the, all right. Until all the trees are gone, until all the rivers are dried up, okay, until all the air is polluted, only then will we find we cannot eat money. And with that being said, I'd like to thank you everyone for joining me in another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage on the American Network. I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information. With that being said, I'll be on tomorrow, 10 p.m. Central Time. Wanishi. Thank you.
I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black. And I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human.